The Sri Lankan military said today that gun battles between government soldiers and Tamil Tiger rebels across Sri Lanka's embattled north have killed 28 guerrillas. Reports of battles have increased in recent months amid government promises to capture the rebels' de facto state in the north and to crush the group by the end of the year. Christian Solidarity Worldwide spokesperson Ben Rogers says that Christians in particular are facing a dramatic increase in violence.
The situation for Christians in recent weeks has deteriorated significantly. A number of churches and Bible school students have been attacked, and various other incidents of that kind. There's been a rise in recent years of militant Buddhism, a belief that to be Sri Lankan you have to be Buddhist, a real resistance to the growth of other faiths, particularly Christianity, and that's what's driving these attacks. In the last year or so, as the wider political and ethnic conflict has sparked up again, the church has been targeted in part because of a perception that the church is too sympathetic to the Tamils, and particularly the Catholic Church actually speaks out very strongly on issues of justice and human rights. And so the church has been caught up in that, but primarily the attacks are the result of a growth in militant Buddhist nationalism.